calling UC Health Primary Care Clinic, Lone Tree.
Para español, presione 8.
If this is a medical or psychiatric emergency, hang up and dial 911. All calls are recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
For hours of operation, fax number, or address, press 1. For medical records, press 2.
Your call is important to us and will be answered as quickly as possible. While you wait, have you spoken to Livy? Livy is UC Health's virtual assistant. She's a Colorado native with a passion for sports and helping you schedule appointments, message your provider, see test results, request medication refills, or find a provider's contact information. She's on uchealth.org, My Health Connection, and the UC Health mobile app.
Scheduling appointments online is fast and easy. Just click and pick the day and time that works for you. Download the UC Health app on your mobile device from Google Play or the Apple App Store, or log in at uchealth.org.
If you would like the system to save your place in line and call you back when an agent is available, press 1 at any time. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available agent.
Thank you for holding. Your call is important to us and will be answered as quickly as possible. If you need information on your upcoming appointments, scheduling an appointment, seeing your test results, finding a clinic phone number, or getting started with virtual visits, please talk to Livy, our virtual assistant on uchealth.org, My Health Connection, and the UC Health mobile app.
Are you holding to refill a prescription, or do you need to leave a message for your provider? You can do all of this and more through My Health Connection. Try it now. Download the UC Health app on your mobile device from Google Play or the Apple App Store, or log in at uchealth.org.
Did you know that we have extended telephone hours? We are available to take your call from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Your call is important to us and will be answered as quickly as possible. While you wait, have you spoken to Livy? Livy is UC Health's virtual assistant. She's a Colorado native with a passion for sports and helping you schedule appointments, message your provider, see test results, request medication refills, or find a provider's contact information. She's on uchealth.org, My Health Connection, and the UC Health mobile app.
Scheduling appointments online is fast and easy. Just click and pick the day and time that works for you. Download the UC Health app on your mobile device from Google Play or the Apple App Store, or log in at uchealth.org.
If you would like the system to save your place in line and call you back when an agent is available, press 1 at any time. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available agent.
Thank you for holding. Your call is important to us and will be answered as quickly as possible. If you need information on your upcoming appointments, scheduling an appointment, seeing your test results, finding a clinic phone number, or getting started with virtual visits, please talk to Livy, our virtual assistant on uchealth.org, My Health Connection, and the UC Health mobile app.
Are you holding to refill a prescription, or do you need to leave a message for your provider? You can do all of this and more through My Health Connection. Try it now. Download the UC Health app on your mobile device from Google Play or the Apple App Store, or log in at uchealth.org.
Thanks for calling Lone Tree Primary Care. My name's David. How can I help?
Hey, David.
I'm Phil Rice. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. What can I do to help?
Okay, good. I'm calling because I'm a patient of Agarvi Chakuri, and it's in relation to a message that I got secondhand from her. The message I got was through Patty, and it had to do with a blood draw that's scheduled for tomorrow. The way I'm a new patient of Dr. Chakuri, and as I understand it, she's not there today. She'll be there tomorrow. And the blood draw is scheduled for tomorrow.
So could you tell me, what is your date of birth so I could look you up?
All right, sure. Date of birth, 4/25/53.
Okay. All right, I'm just looking up your chart real fast. Okay, so you have a lab visit tomorrow at 2 p.m., and what can we do to help?
All right, so here's the situation. This, I think, requires a little bit of I guess I'm going to use the word finesse, and I suspect that part of the problem here is I had my very first appointment visit with Dr. Chakuri earlier this month. It's my one and only visit there.
Sure.
And so I'm scheduled to come in tomorrow. It is going to be my second visit. And so I'm trying to figure out how to best deal with the situation I'm presented with here. And
okay.
So,
go ahead. What is it that we can do?
All right. So let me tell you what I think is going to be the best way to handle it. I think that maybe you're not located right there. You're not really a member of the team.
And sir. So tomorrow you have a lab visit scheduled. Do you need to change that, or do you have a question? What can we do to help? There's a lot of people who need help.
You interrupted me. I was about to get to the point. If you'd let me get to the point,
please.
I suspect that what I want to do is I want to talk with Patty, the person that sent me the message, because she says she's part of the team. And if you could connect me to her, that would be best. And if she's not there, if you can't connect me to her, then maybe somebody that is.
Do you have I'm so sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. We're wasting. This has been 3 minutes. I still don't know what's going on. I see Patty made some blood work for you. I can answer your questions. Do you have a question about your blood work or something?
Patty didn't make any blood work.
Okay. Okay.
And
can you tell me your question, sir, please, quickly?
You want me to tell you the question, and
yes,
then
please.
and then you're going to say, well, I'm not
there.
We're
at 3.5 minutes. Please.
All right.
There's a lot of people who need help.
I'm not going to tell you the question. What I'm going to say is I tried to get you to connect me to someone on the team.
I am on the team, sir. I'm here. I can answer any question that you need.
So what I want to do is I want to cancel the appointment.
You want to cancel your appointment? Do you want to reschedule for another time or just cancel?
I want to cancel.
Okay. All right. So it's canceled for now. Is there anything else that I could help you with? Is there anything else I could help with?
Well,
I can get you to Patty if that's what you really, but I do need to just know a question though. Can you just tell me a question and I can see if she's available?
My question was, can you connect me with Patty? And you apparently wouldn't do that unless
there's 100 calls waiting. There's 100 calls waiting. Sick people.
Quit fooling around and connect me with Patty.
Okay, all right. Hold on a minute.
Uncancel people.
Phil. This is Chelsea from Lone Tree Primary Care. I'm one of Dr. Chikuri's nurses.
Hi, Chelsea.
How can I help you? Patty isn't in today, so she wasn't able to take the call.
All right. What about Dr. Chikuri's, medical assistant? I'm trying to remember her name. I'm brand new here, and I'm not very good with names, so please bear with me. Is her medical assistant available?
I'm another one of her nurses, Dr. Chikuri's nurses, so I could probably assist you.
You didn't answer my question.
I can check who her medical assistant is today. So it looks like it's normally Natalie, but Dr. Chikuri is not in on Mondays, and it looks like Natalie isn't either on our list. Is there anything I can help you with or make note of? Because she still checks her box, so any messages I send Dr. Chikuri or her assistant, they'll be able to see.
Yeah, Natalie was the name I was trying to remember. And so I think what you told me was that Natalie's not there today either. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's correct. I don't see her on the list.
All right.
Yeah,
so tell me your name again, please. Chelsea?
I'm Chelsea. Yeah.
Can you spell that, please?
C-H-E-L-S-E-A.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. C-H-E-L-S-A, is it?
S-E-A.
C-H-E-L-S-E-A. All right. As I said, I'm not perfect with names. And you said you're a nurse. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. And is it an RN?
Correct.
All right. And have you got my chart up?
I do.
All right. Very good. And so do you see the note that I got from Patty?
I do. I'm looking at it right now. So it looks like Dr. Chikuri ordered some labs for you and added a urine microalbumin for monitoring, but would also like you to have an appointment with her to discuss the testosterone and estrogen further.
All right. So here's my situation.
Outside. Okay. Yeah.
I got on the website first thing this morning, which I'm going to say was about 30 or 40 minutes ago. And again, I'm brand new with most of this stuff, and tried to see what I could do on my own without getting anybody else involved. And the first thing I wanted to do was to see. I reread this note, and I thought, I wonder if we could figure out what it is that Dr. Chikuri wants. Is it possible that we could get her the information she wants before tomorrow? But when I reread the message, she says, no, she wants to have a meeting. So, okay. When is her next available appointment? And so I checked her schedule. Next available appointment is March 7th, 2 p.m. And that's really not going to be soon enough for what I was
hoping
for.
Let me see if I can find you a sooner one. Yeah.
So I thought, well, then what that means is that I'm going to cancel the appointment for tomorrow, and I'm going to assume that that's what she wants me to do. Now, I think that this is going to wind up making her look bad, and I think if she knew what's going to happen next, she would want to rethink what she's done here.
So I can get you a sooner appointment. with Dr. Chicoori if you like. We have frozen spots that only nurses can put patients into based on what the needs are. That way, things that need to be seen right away, we can get people in for. So I can start with seeing what she has available sooner if you like.
I guess what you're saying is perhaps a nice gesture, but what I'm trying to do is to say, what can we do to see if we can get this appointment for tomorrow saved? And it's sounding to me like you're not thinking along the same lines as that. What I need to do is see the guy that I spoke with a minute ago. His name was Dave.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he canceled the appointment or not. He said canceled, and then he transferred the call, and I was telling him to uncancel the call when he transferred the call, and I don't know whether he heard me say uncancel or not, and so probably he has canceled this blood draw. And so even if you and I were to somehow decide that we were going to see if we could somehow try to figure out a way to do this blood draw tomorrow, this is probably going to wind up being more trouble than it's worth. And so I think Dave was, I don't know Dave, but I've been through these kinds of phone calls, and I can pretty much figure that Dave doesn't work anywhere nearby where you are. He's probably somewhere in a different location where they just answer the phone and forward the calls. Does that sound about right?
That's correct. He's part of our patient line team. And so I'm a nurse who works directly in the office with Dr. Chicoori.
Right. And Dave, I think, felt like it was his solemn, sacred duty to answer my question, find out what my question was, and answer it so that he didn't have to transfer the call. And if he couldn't answer my question, then he could tell you what my question was. He didn't want to transfer the call and tell you he didn't know what my question was. He wanted to be able to tell you what the question was. And I didn't want him to tell you what my question was. I wanted to tell you what my question was.
Okay.
I've been through this enough times to know. I didn't want to have to go through this twice. He was just being difficult about it. It's very frustrating. And so what's going to wind up happening is we're going to cancel the blood draw, and you can decide whether you want to give me a sooner appointment or not. But I'm kind of at wit's end here. What do you want to do? Do you want to give me a sooner appointment or not?
Yeah, and I definitely think a sooner appointment to kind of go over why you need testosterone replacement. And I did want to double check. So are you getting testosterone replacement at an outside clinic? Because we can request their records, too. That way we have it in the system.
It's my response is, it's none of your damn business.
Okay. And that's okay. Then I'll let you talk to Dr. Chicoori about that, and I can offer you a sooner appointment. So do you want to start with the appointment with Dr. Chicoori, scheduling that? And then it's up to you if you want to wait till that appointment to have your labs drawn, or I can even reschedule that appointment for tomorrow for the labs that are active in there that you can have drawn. It's whatever is easiest on your schedule. Do you have a preference, sir?
So I'm not going to come in tomorrow to have the labs drawn. I'm not going to have any labs drawn until we have an understanding of what's going to get drawn. My understanding now is that if I show up tomorrow to have the labs drawn, the answer is going to be, no, we're not going to have the testosterone and the estradiol or whatever the heck it is that I said I wanted to get drawn, because whatever her name is, said she didn't want to approve those until we had a meeting. So let's schedule the meeting, and we'll talk about it.
Definitely.
And again, I think what she's going to discover is that she's going to wind up making herself look bad. She's going to wind up regret that she handled it that way. And that's the message that I'd like for you to convey back to her.
A lot of it has to do with insurance. I just want to explain that. So insurance to pay for certain labs sometimes require an appointment to discuss them. And so testosterone, if we ever prescribed it, is a controlled substance. So it requires an appointment, and it requires a reason why those labs are needed. So labs like hemoglobin A1C, the CMP, CBC, those are all preventative labs that look at things, so insurance covers those. But testosterone isn't a preventative lab. That's something that has to be talked about. You have symptoms of low or history of low, and then insurance will pay for it. They often want to look at those notes. So I don't know for sure what your insurance is. I don't deal with that sort of thing, but that could be the reason. I can't say one way or another because I don't handle insurance. That's not my
Chelsea, mm-hmm. if you don't know anything about it, then why don't you stop talking about it and just let it go?
I just think you should call your insurance about it, but let's go ahead and schedule you an appointment, and that way you can talk to Dr. Chakuri directly about this and kind of get
your issues to do out. Is to let me talk to the doctor about it. My comment to the doctor is I suspect that she will wind up regretting that she chose to handle it this way. I wish that she could have changed her mind so that we could have handled it on the appointment tomorrow. You're talking about insurance. I don't think you know anything about my insurance or what their requirements are, and so I wish you'd just let that go. Let me talk to the doctor. Pass my comment along. That is, I think she's going to wind up regretting that she handled it that way. She wants to try and get a hold of me and say, Phil, come in tomorrow, tomorrow being Tuesday, and come in tomorrow at 2, if you still can, and we'll see if we can make that appointment work. Maybe if she wants to do the appointment tomorrow and see if we can work that out tomorrow, I'm willing to see, at least talk about that. And if she wants to say, I'll approve it if you're willing to pay for it, I'm willing to consider that as well. But as things stand right now, my comment is, I think she's going to wind up making herself look bad. I think she's going to wind up regretting it. That's my comment to her. Pass that along to her.
Okay. That sounds a little bit like a threat, sir, in that.
I want to make an appointment. Pardon me?
Okay, let's go ahead and make an appointment. So the soonest I can get you in with her, because she does not have availability in the next 2 weeks because her schedule is full, so the soonest I can get you in with her would be February 15th, and I have an 11 o'clock that day.
I want to do early afternoon. What's your next available early afternoon?
So early afternoon, she doesn't have availability. She's booked for that afternoon. So let me check her next week. I can get you in February. Let's see. Sorry, that one's full too. So I can do February 20th at 12:40, or at 11. I also have an 11 o'clock that day.
Did you say 12:40?
Yes, I have an 11 o'clock or a 12:40, whichever one works better for you.
On the 20th?
Correct.
Yeah, I said early afternoon.
And that's what I have 20th. On that date. Otherwise, I don't have other ones.
All right. Now, are we going to be able to schedule a blood draw on that same day as well?
Yes, we can do the blood draw at your appointment.
All right.
But with testosterone, we like to do the blood draw. The most accurate is before 10 a.m., so she might have you come in the next day to get it.
But we will be able to do it that day. Is that right?
Well, we can do everything, but the testosterone won't be accurate unless it's done before 10 a.m. So we usually have our testosterone drawn first thing in the morning. So you'll probably have to come in for a lab appointment the next day since your appointment is in the afternoon on that date.
You're very insistent about saying that I'm probably going to have to come in the next day, but
or another day. You'll have to come in before 10 a.m. for a testosterone lab.
I'm asking you to please answer my question. I've heard what you had to say, so you've insisted on saying that, and I've heard that. So please answer my question. I will be able to get the testosterone blood draw on the 20th. Is that right?
No. You can get your blood drawn on the 20th, but we won't be able to draw the testosterone because it needs to be drawn in the morning for accurate results. She will order it that day, but for accurate results, you would have to get it in the morning.
So you're anticipating that the doctor's going to refuse to order the draw for that day because it needs to be drawn the next day, but you're telling me that they will be able to draw the blood that day. They just won't because it needs to be drawn before 10. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, they can draw everything that day. We can see what the testosterone is. I'm just telling you that our testosterone labs, according to like testosterone lab orders, it's more accurate to be drawn in the morning. So if they drew it that day, it could be not an accurate result, and then you would have to redo it and have a second blood draw. I don't know if she would tell you it would have to be done in the morning. I can't predict that. I'm just going to schedule you, sir, at 12:40 on February 20th, and you can discuss it with her then.
Right. I get it. So you're offering me the benefit of your expertise as well. I get it. And so thank you for that. And I'll factor that into my schedule and my planning. I've got some experience in this as well. It sounds like you do too. And so, okay. How long has Dr. Shukuri been there? Do you know? Have you been there longer than her, or has she been there longer than you? Which of those is
true? I've been here longer than her, but she worked somewhere else prior to here. So I don't know her her background.
Overall experience. What's her experience there? How long has she been there?
So here she's been probably over 2 years.
All right. So that answers my question. That's good. That's all I need to know. Thank you for that.
Okay.
So, you know, for me, I've been there, you know, 2 weeks. My appointment was, what did you say, February 20th? Is that what I wrote down? February 20th, right?
Correct. February 20th at 12:40.
Yeah, all right. So my first appointment was January 11th. That's the only time I've ever been there. I was there for one appointment, and we did, you know, the only thing that we did was get my prescriptions sent off to the mail-in pharmacy, and she was practically running out of the room when we got done with that, So I'm just trying to get oriented. This is all new to me. I do have some experience at Kaiser Permanente, and you're a little bit similar to the way they operate, but only a little bit. At Kaiser Permanente, everybody was in a union. And I'm thinking that people at UC Health are probably not in unions. Is that right? Are you in a union? You're probably not.
No. Not that I know of. I'm not aware of it.
All right. So that sounds right to me. I think I was with Kaiser for probably 2 or 3 years before I even realized that they're all in a union. But it turns out everybody's in a union at Kaiser Permanente. Everyone. The doctors are all in unions. Everybody. And in theory, it shouldn't matter, but I came to realize it does. But I'm not there anymore, and I'm just trying to forget about them. Right now I'm wondering how long I'm going to be at UC Health. I think that's one of the things that I'm going to go over fairly early in my appointment with Dr. Chaturi, is that if she would like me to not be her patient, all she needs to do is just let me know, and I will be only too happy to go find another doctor. She won't have to tell me twice. But in the meantime, I'm going to be letting her know how I feel about things. And like I said, I think she's going to come to regret the way she handled this situation. You might come to regret it as well.
I won't, but that's okay, sir. Do you have anything else you want to add to the notes? Because you're kind of just repeating the same things.
Okay.
If not, I'm okay to end this conversation.
All right. Very good. I've got February 20th scheduled, and I plan on writing a letter, and it's all well and good to plan on writing a letter. It's another thing to actually get it down on paper and send it. I'm still trying to get documented what we did on our first appointment, and I need to get letters off to the pharmacy about that. So why don't we end this and let me get going on that so I can get done with that. And so thank you for helping. Thank you for being patient with me. Bye now.
Yeah, you're welcome. Bye.